Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
Andrew Nikolic is running for Bass at the next federal election. He's with us here on Tasmania Today. And now this forestry peace deal, you know, the Prime Minister flies into Hobart and there's smiles on the front page of the paper as if everything's all sorted out now. Well, anything, that couldn't be further from the truth by the sounds of it. The amount of money mightn't be, according to some people, enough to make the withdrawal of some of these forestry timber workers smooth, and is it going to be enough for them to get out of the industry, do you think?
Well, as I was driving in, John, I heard Barry Chipman on your program ask that very compelling question, what's the point? I watched the announcement last night on television. I heard the Prime Minister announcing this with the Premier, and there was an air of Neville Chamberlain in 1938, the Munich Agreement, about it, you know, peace in our time. And then immediately after that, you had the Australian Greens leader, Dr. Brown, saying he rejects it, he opposes it. The Tasmanian Greens leader, Nick McKim, saying it's a bad outcome and he reserves the right to oppose aspects of it. And, you know, I lived in Israel from November 1990 to November 1991, and the other parallel that I draw with this is the Israel-Palestinian problem. On the Palestinian side, you've got the Gaza Palestinians wanting one thing, the diaspora Palestinians wanting another, and that extreme element of the Palestinians who will not rest until the state of Israel is destroyed. Well, there is an extreme element of the Greens that will not rest until not one leaf is disturbed in Tasmanian forests. So I think it's highly questionable, John, that peace will follow.
No.
Some Greens groups are now saying that even plantation timber is a problem. So what are the prospects of peace in our time? Very low, I'd say.
I was just wondering, that these little, you know, asides that go through my brain when I see $276 million and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, how much money would fix the health system right at the moment and the budget black hole that we have? There's $100 million that the state government is trying to pull out of the health system here, and we're all so desperately worried about that. I just wonder if we should just be looking back at some of the fundamentals that we have challenging us here today.
You make a very good point. The other compelling issue that arose from the announcement last night is that taxpayer money is being used, a significant chunk of that $270 million you talked about, to stop people from working. There's that compensation word again. The Labor Party paying compensation to close things down. And the point you hit on about health and other priorities being compelling in the future is exactly right. Why aren't we focused on the big strategic issues of the day? Why are we paying compensation to stop people from working? And health is a big one. When you think about ageing in particular, it's a big strategic issue that's going to have major impacts on our economy over time. The median age will go from 35 in the year 2000 to 46 in 2050. People are getting older. Over the next 40 years, people aged over 85 will quadruple to 1.6 million. Now, that's going to have some enormous impacts on our health system, our pharmaceutical system, on our aged care system. We need to do more in encouraging superannuation to reduce pension outlays. And unless something is done, a very large budget deficit will appear in 2017 and continue to rise. So you're right, John. Health, education, we need to be more focused on those strategic priorities, not the priorities of the Greens. Let's get back to what the two parties promised to do before the last election.
So the Greens have railroaded both the national and the state agenda, and the Labor governments are beholden to them, aren't they, at the moment?
From where I sit, that's absolutely the case. And you only need to read the Greens Labor Agreement, the national agreement signed on the 1st of September last year, and look at some of the provisions in that. Parliament must serve its full term is the agreement that they reached at 3G of that agreement. It locks in Greens' influence. At paragraph 5.1, the Prime Minister must meet Dr. Brown each week. She must discuss the legislative agenda with him. She must give Dr. Brown 6 days of notice of introducing legislation. The Treasurer, the Finance Minister, and the Secretaries of the big departments must regularly brief Dr. Brown, and it goes on and on.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.